out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anybody this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, complete with sea lice, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
Yay!
Or you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher. crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you were receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it. Thanks for joining us. Lots to talk about, lots to bitch about, maybe, you know, a little to laugh about. I don't know.
Please clap.
But we're going to give it a shot. Next couple hours. Strap in, everybody. Strap on. Strap off.
Strap off,
whatever.
I want to see what that
you
means.
Guys feel like doing
strap off.
We are equal opportunity here at Crab Diving.
Oh yes.
And fully ADA compliant.
Oh really, is that true?
I don't know. Sure, we don't have a ramp.
We don't. No, this place is not ADA compliant. You can't even get a fucking couch in here.
I have to carry my arthritic dog up and down the stairs. Like, we don't even have a ramp for her. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I'm going to try to keep it under control today, but just real quick, fuck you, Schittler, and fuck you, cunts that voted for him.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Whatever that means. You know, I read something interesting today, and it's like, we shouldn't be leaning on this McConnell rule, right? We should be leaning on the fact that...
But it's not a presidential election year, Ryan.
Yeah, but that's neither here nor there. There's no fucking way on this goddamn planet that that a president under investigation for all this bullshit should be able to nominate some fucker to the bench that could decide his fate. That is madness.
Correct.
That's nuts.
And that's what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
The Democrats are not in a position to really do much, except really try to pressure a couple of Republicans who may not want the country to turn into the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, my God.
Specifically in regards to Roe v. Wade, stuff like that, may pressure them to pressure Trump to put more of a centrist up. I mean, they're all nut jobs. That list of 25 from which he's picking,
right?
None of them are warm, fuzzy libs. They're all vetted by the fucking Federalist Society, Heritage Foundation kind of shit.
I mean, my thing with that shit is like, I don't give a fuck who they are. I don't know them. Here's what I do know. They're vetted by whatever you just said, a bunch of fascist dick bags. Right. The only thing I have for Trump and the only thing I have for the GOP, these two middle fingers, fuck you, sit and spin, resist, fuck you in all holes. I want nothing to do with
fuck you,
but resist.
Fuck you, fuck you.
Absolutely. I don't have to worry about that.
God damn
fuck
it.
Fuck them.
You fucked it up. God damn you.
Because they're all going to suck.
Lily Tomlin.
I love
Lily. I always have to remind myself that she wasn't acting.
Yeah, right.
That moment, that wasn't her in a scene. That was her yelling at the director, who arguably deserved it.
I
heard he was kind of a dickwad.
Fuck him. I mean, do you know what I mean, though? Like, do we have any, like,
I mean, haven't you ever worked for a director that you just would love to haul off on like that?
Oh my God. Five came to mind. Five came to mind. I used to have this one guy, an assistant director of this musical I fucking did.
Slowly I turned.
Oh my God.
Step by step, inch by inch.
You know, because I share this space, I restrain myself from so much rage for the benefit of the other people. Oh yeah. This fucking guy, I was doing a musical. I had this one weird little chorus part where, I don't know, everybody had a little line about the setting of what was going on. You know, it was like a narration thing. And I had one line, one syllable line. Fog. That was my line. Fog. Just like that. And this fucking director would fucking ride my dick about that line. About that line.
He wasn't believing it?
Dude, he would just say, it's really not what I'm looking for. Think about it like this. Think about it like that. And I said to him,
wait, did you get a line reading out in one word?
No. Fuck no. Because I knew he didn't want to do that to me. So I kept at, finally.
For those that don't know, a line reading is, most directors allow actors to kind of do their thing. And then say, yeah, you know, this isn't really what I'm thinking of. Or, you know, they try to tweak your performance or they think you're misinterpreting a line or whatever.
Right.
And in film, you know, you might be blocking the plant that they want to see in the background, whatever. You got a million things. You got a million fucking things you got to worry about.
Can you imagine somebody's like, listen, we got to change you up because your character is less important than seeing that plant.
A line reading is when the director just tells you how to say it. Say it like this. Say, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Yes! And he kept giving me directions on how to say one syllable with three letters. And right. I was trying. I believe me, I was trying because I wanted that moment to be over. And finally, I said, you know what? And I said it just like this. Just tell me how you want me to say it. And he said to me, oh, you want a line reading? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he was like this. He went like this, fog. And then I went like this, perfect. I went, fog.
Did he still say, no?
No, he was like, oh, he's like, that's perfect. Fuck you, dickhead. You fuck. You know.
And then I came face to face with a rat that had ruined my life. It was in Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls! Slowly I turned, and step by step, inch by inch, I walked up to him and I smashed him. I hit him, I popped him, I hit him, I knocked him faces, and I knocked him down!
God, I think he really hit Curly on that one. It looked like he really connected on his chin.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, shit. God.
That was Three Stooges, everybody doing the Niagara Falls bit, which was that originally Abbott and Costello's bit or that the Stooges did, or was it the Stooges bit that Abbott and Costello did? Because I know they did it too.
Yes. Anyway, Kate, figure that out right now.
Ancient history, way before my time.
Just staring at me. Yeah.
Let's launch into the fucking headlines and see what's going on.
Yay.
I'm sure they're fascism. It's all wonderful, great news.
For these characters to get up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Don't go in the water because there's lice. Dateline, June 28th, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking non-existent God.
These are your headlines, everybody. Fuck you.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Oh. Get off my lawn.
Oh, yeah, get off
we
my lawn.
We do know it. We do know the power, and a lot of these racist dickheads, they love it. They love it so much.
I think that Sarah Palin drop was a little echoey because I forgot to press a button.
Oh,
sorry,
shit.
Peeps listening.
Resist.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post. Maryland newspaper shooting. Oh, now five dead. It was four a few moments ago. Oh, I said shooting. I'm sorry. I don't want to offend the NRA.
Right.
I'm supposed to say murder, killing.
God.
Life-ending event.
You know, all these fucking goddamn NRA, Republican, fascist, loser fucks, they're so sensitive. They're such snowflakes. And what is Jeff Bosesh?
Be civil.
And what are these, hey, be civil. And what are these Republicans, what have they done about, how they responded to this immigration? They laugh. They mock. Sessions made a joke. That one guy with the womp womp. They're cruel.
Yeah, they're
asshats. They're heartless.
Complete asshats.
They don't deserve our civility. Don't let people think you need to be civil. These are Nazis, motherfuckers.
Five people dead, several injured in Capitol Gazette shooting. A suspect is in custody. Police have secured the building. At least one person, it says, open fire.
Yes.
At the Capitol Gazette newspaper newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. Police have secured the building. An official there said there's five fatalities that they know of.
Oh, my God, dude.
Several others injured.
These fucking guns.
We don't know a whole lot. Authorities say officers were at the scene within a minute of receiving the 9/11 call.
No shit.
The investigation just started, he said. They're still determining why and how it happened. They say there's no other shooters believed to be in the building, but it is still being cleared.
Well, it had something to do with a gun, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe he shouted them to death.
Okay. Because guns kill people, if anybody's wondering.
So there are patients at the nearby University of Maryland Medical Center. So we know that there's somebody who may have survived to be wounded.
Yes.
A single shooter shot multiple people at my office, one person tweeted, some of whom are dead. There's nothing more terrifying than hearing multiple people get shot while you're under your desk. And then you hear the gunmen reload.
Oh, my God. I can't fucking imagine that shit. What are we doing? And you know what? The sad, the fucking horrible shit. Now that this Kennedy has got to retire for some fucking reason. We can fuck these gun laws, right?
This is Phil Davis, who's a reporter there, said the shooter fired through the building's glass door.
And shit.
Somebody tweeted out a request for help at 2:45 p.m. I mean, tweet.
I mean, maybe that's the only, I mean, yeah, listen, if you don't
got it open.
And then it's not a bad idea because
other people are calling 911. Maybe if you know someone else is actually dialing, then.
And maybe people spread not? The word or something. I don't know, man. I fucking know.
That's all we know. Wow. Oh, it's okay, everybody. I feel much better. Trump tweeted about it.
Oh, good. You know this is some racist, lunatic, white, right-wing nut job.
Prior to departing Wisconsin, I was briefed on the shooting at Capitol Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland. My thoughts and prayers are with the victim and their families. Thank you to all the first responders who are currently on the scene.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers. The words of simpleton.
Let's not talk about the guns. Let's talk about how great the first responders are.
Oh, yes.
They are. But they wouldn't be first responding if we did something about the fucking guns.
Yes. I mean, if we didn't have all. But see, that to me, the most hopeless thing about the whole gun argument is when that Republican got shot on a baseball field and nearly fucking died in the hospital, but still can't say that we need an assault weapons ban, that we need gun control, that we need background checks, that we need responsible gun reform. I mean, that's hopeless. That makes you feel hopeless. He actually got shot.
Yeah.
And generally, Republicans, they can't come around to any bit of humanity until it happens to them, and then they gain empathy. But in this instance, it didn't matter.
No, they're kind of thrilled. They're using it as a bludgeon. Look at how violent the left is. They shoot the people they disagree with.
Oh, my God. Fuck you. And I what was his name? What's his name? The guy that the Republican dickhead that got shot?
Scalise.
Steve Scalise. I remember when he got shot, everybody wanted to, you know, it's like we shouldn't say anything, you know, because this guy's sick and in the hospital. Yeah, fuck that fucking hypocrite. Fuck him. I mean, God, people die because these Republicans can't come around on sensible gun control. It's insane.
Over at the Drudge Report, big red letters shooting at newspapers. So it's the same story.
That's all we got. That's all we have. Red letters, thoughts and prayers. Same story over and over again. What's up? Don't have a grabber.
Oh, my God. Trump weighing Senator Mike Lee for Supreme Court vacancy.
Oh, my God.
The guy from Utah who still is pulling some of Ted Cruz's ass hairs out of his teeth.
He's the guy that's got a Confederate flag in his office,
no.
right? Oh, that's another guy. Okay.
Steve King.
Wrong shitty Steve. Sorry.
Mike Lee.
Not even a Steve. God.
Two one-syllable names.
You know what?
That helps you.
To be fair, this Steve thing is on my mind because a friend of mine put it on Facebook. He's like, everybody ring in with the Steve you want to be. And you know the Steve I picked?
Miller?
Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
nice. Why not? I love Stevie Good God. Nicks. Good shit.
Sometimes Stevie doesn't know if she's doing well or not.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Is she like on drugs?
Oh, my
shit?
God. Stevie Nicks is, it's amazing. She's still walking. Is
she alive?
She's up there with Keith Richards my God, they've done so many drugs. How have they survived category?
Stevie Nicks is up there with Steve Richards.
Keith Richards.
God damn.
Wow, you got some Steve thing going on.
Yeah, I told you. I was sitting around today thinking of which Steve I wanted to be. I thought about this for 20 minutes and I came up with Stevie Nicks. I don't know. Who's better than, name a better Steve than Stevie Nicks. I dare you.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure there's like, you know.
I mean.
I don't know. I can't think of one. Steve.
Do they have to be alive?
Steve Gutenberg. I like Stevie Nicks better than Steve Gutenberg.
I don't know. Steve Gutenberg is quite a talent.
Yeah, but, well. Oh, come on.
According to Bloomberg, I kind of like Steve Gutenberg. I think he got a bad rap.
Kind of like Steve Gutenberg, too.
Somehow doing some shitty movies and making some dough.
Stevie Nicks.
Maybe he'll end up being like, God. What's his name? The British guy who said, I made a lot of crap over the years. It took a lot of roles.
Stephen Hawking.
But no,
I'm kidding. Oh, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine, that guy. Maybe he'll end up like that. A well respected when he's a little older. He just.
Oh my God.
He wasn't a shitty actor. He just did shitty movies. It's not like the Stephen Baldwin. There's a Steve for you.
Listen. You're equating Steve Gutenberg with
Stevie
has
Nicks?
The potential of being with Michael who did you say? The English guy.
Michael Caine.
That's stupid.
But if you look at Michael Caine's retinue for Jaws 3D.
Michael Caine came up in the RNC.
I'm just saying
he came up in the RNC. I mean, I know Steve Gutenberg was in all those police academies, but he was on the stage with.
I don't think Michael Caine came up in the RNC.
Yeah.
I think he was.
He did movies.
He did Zulu when he was in his 20s.
He shared the stage. He shared the stage with one of those guys in that book. With one of those old, with Peter, what's his fuck? Michael.
Anyway.
Michael Caine.
We'll take this offline later, everybody, because you don't give a shit about this.
And Steve Gutenberg is not better than Stevie Nicks either.
I'm saying the current Steve Gutenberg may not, but the future he may end up with a career trajectory like Michael Caine.
All right.
Who did a lot of shitty movies.
Yeah.
To make money. And then later on. Was able to pick and choose his roles a little more, and now he's got an Oscar.
Listen, I'll say this: if Steve Gutenberg is listening to this podcast, he must feel so much joy because he probably never heard such
poor
praise.
Steve Gutenberg.
No, I mean Steve, feel good. I mean you know
hashtag
your shit.
Save Steve.
At Vile Experience knows his acting. He obviously sees something in Steve Gutenberg that many don't.
Oh, wow. He did do, he was Peter O'Toole's understudy.
Yeah, dude.
In a West End play in the 59.
Yeah, because there's some stories in that book.
He took over the role when Peter O'Toole left to make Lawrence of Arabia.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Michael Caine, it's no, he's no Steve Guttenberg, but he has good acting chops.
I think Steve Guttenberg's a good actor. I'm sticking to it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Trump apparently is telling people what they, asking people what they think of Mike Lee to replace Justice Kennedy.
Well, he's garbage. I'd rather it be Steve Guttenberg.
Trump hasn't settled on a favorite yet, it says, even as the president mulls the, oh God, 47-year-old Lee a potential choice. Trump thinks Lee would be easily confirmed because he's a senator.
Right.
So he thinks the Senate would confirm him.
Okay.
But he's also expressed concern about keeping the Senate seat in Republican hands. So he's worried. Oh, it sounds like Trump's worried about a blue wave. Because if he's worried that Mike Lee, if he puts him on the Supreme Court, if his spot might be filled by a Democrat, that's not good signs for the in Utah. That is not a good sign.
Why is Mike Lee being... Why does Trump want Mike Lee to be on SCOTUS? Is he young? Because Trump said that... Oh, is he?
47.
He said, I want people that can be on the court for 30 or 40 years. Oh, how old's Steve Guttenberg?
He has been assured, however, that the seat will most likely remain safely Republican.
Yes.
But then he said he bitched because he was like, you tell me the same thing about Jeff Sessions. And now Doug Jones, a Democrat who votes against me, has it.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. He is the biggest little fucking asshole.
Wow.
God. I mean, surely he's
Brett
a fascist.
Brett Kavanaugh, like we mentioned yesterday, I don't from know the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals.
He sounds like an asshole.
Said to be another top contender. Mike Lee has publicly denounced the Supreme Court's landmark 1973 Roe versus Wade abortion rights ruling, which could complicate his confirmation, it says, because many of the other nominees who are judges haven't taken a clear position publicly on reversing the precedent. But Mike Lee has bitched about it out on the campaign trail.
I mean, that's what this is about.
So they're hoping to stealth one in. Yeah, yeah. They're hoping to get one who won't answer that question when he's asked. Are you okay, if we confirm you, will you support overturning Roe versus Wade? Well, I can't speculate on future.
Dude,
it is the law of the land right now. They're using that kind of language. It's the law of the land.
God, think about it. He's going to get away with this Russia shit because he's going to have the courts. The courts are going to say, oh, yeah, you can pardon yourself. Yeah. Everybody can fuck off.
He's meeting with Uncle Nipples to set up probably how to win the midterms, how to cheat, which voting machines they can hack.
Hey, Bernie Bros, sure. What when you saw that Chris Matthews interview and Trump said that he wants to put women in jail or penalize women that get abortions, that didn't make you want to just come out and vote for whoever the fuck is running against him out of concern you might have for your friends, your partners, your moms, your people with inside fun parts? What is wrong with you, you dickbags?
But Hillary fucked kids in the basement of a pizza place.
Oh, my God. And her emails, too. Ping pong pizza gate. Choke on it.
Mike Lee was on a list of possible Supreme Court nominees that Trump released during his campaign.
Hand released.
Even though I didn't know Mike Lee was a real estate mogul. Great.
Yeah.
Though that real estate mogul.
Trump is
the real estate
mogul. Oh, okay. He's a real estate mogul.
He voted for Evan McMullen.
He's a real estate mogul with Russian mafia cash, right, Trump?
He said he voted for the independent candidate, Evan McMullen.
Mike Lee did?
It's a protest vote, yeah.
Fuck you, Mike. Who cares? You suck.
One person close to Trump says the president will be reminded that Lee was one of a very small cluster of Republican senators who never endorsed him for president.
Oh, geez.
And in October 2016, actually called for him to step down.
Trump's going to win. He will win the next presidency if he makes abortion go bye-bye.
But Trump and Lee have since patched up the relationship. And according to Bloomberg, they're now good buds.
I mean, do you think if he makes abortion go away, these right-wing nut jobs will come out of the woodwork to support him at the polls? Or what do you think happens? Is it
that
do you think that's how he wins the next election? Is it lunatics that he's abortion?
No, I don't think
nuts?
He's going to win the next election.
Even with something like this?
Oh, I think it's just the opposite effect. I think if all the polls show that most of the country believes that women should have access to safe and legal abortion.
Right.
Special right. or early. I think what might happen is they may chip away at it like these.
Yeah.
They may say, oh, your 20-week ban is okay.
Right. Oh, yes. Oh, I see.
They may not overturn Roe, but they may affirm some of these onerous
like you,
trap laws.
Right, right. If you have a clinic, you got to be able to admit.
Right.
You got to
right.
have hallways that are certain.
Right.
Big
Which
enough
is
for
ridiculous.
Stretchers or some, you're right. So maybe that would. Maybe that's not going to make. See, I always thought if they did something like that, the loons would come out of the woodwork and vote for him because that's what they want more than anything. They did already.
Yeah, I think they did. They came out. The loons came out already. I don't think there's more loons to mobilize for them. That's the problem.
Oh, good. Well, that's good.
And if we can hold out until, you know, more of the nasty old white people wither away.
Yeah, I'm about saying some of these loons are dying, right? Because they're old and, you know, bigoted.
So there you go. That's one of the other headlines. Mike Lee, possible choice.
Yay, God. Well, I mean, you know, they're all going to be horrible.
He's a nut job, though.
They're all horrible.
That's not great.
Anybody this guy nominates is a nut. Anybody. You think?
I mean, the only thing is maybe I think Mike Lee is a Mormon, isn't he? So, I mean, that might kind of put a little crimp in the taints of the Christo loons.
Oh, yeah.
Because they held their noses and voted for Romney.
But if Mike Lee
after some of them had to be reassured that he's not a baby eating cult member.
Well, he is, though. He's in that Mormon church. I don't give a fuck.
Well,
they're all it's a cult.
Crazy. I mean,
yeah, no. All this religion shit's nuts.
Well, that's
it's
what I mean.
Cultish.
But we've read parts of what they believe, what the Mormons believe. No, I try not to be offensive to people's beliefs, but holy shit, people. I mean, how could you read that and think, yeah, that totally happened?
Well, and the Catholics, too. They got that thing where you put your bread in a compartment
it's
and all of a sudden it turns into Jesus' skin.
Not how it works at all, but it's.
I thought that was, though.
The sacristy is where it goes, is where the leftover Jesus goes.
Where does it get turned into Jesus?
In the hands of the priest, casting the magic over it.
God, that's so gross. I'd rather it go in a compartment. So the priest...
It's not like a saw a woman in half magic trick. I mean,
oh, they wish
you get some entertainment out of that one. But it's they don't put it in.
If you told them
shine lights on it
yes.
and have scantily clad women dancing Dude. Around the box where they put the
box.
Bread, then open it up and like there's a Jell-O mold of Jesus laying a bread mold.
It's like a 3D printer,
right? Yeah.
God, if you told these priests, they're like, you know what you can do during communion? If you want, you can saw a woman in half. They'd be like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, let's do it.
So those are your headlines, everybody. We've got a bunch of other stories going on here. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming, Cussing, Liberal Media, you can... buy shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. It only helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. And
yes.
Muchas gracias to those that do and have.
Right, right.
Oh, God. I'm just reading some of his fucking tweets.
Yes.
9 hours ago. When is Bob Mueller going to list his conflicts of interest? Why is it taking so long? Will they be listed at the top of his $22 million report? And what about the 13 angry Democrats? Will they list their conflicts with Crooked H? How many people will be sent to jail and persecuted on old and or totally unrelated charges?
God.
He... Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
He knows he's saying persecuted.
Yes, not right.
Not prosecuted. So he's saying they're unrelated.
Damn, I think we all need to get used to the idea that when this Mueller report comes out, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter.
Well, yeah, and then ultimately it goes to the Supreme Court.
He's going to pardon all...
And what happens at the Supreme Court?
Oh, I don't know. A fundamentalist fuck fest.
Five assholes vote to uphold, just like Bush v. Gore.
They're all getting away with this shit.
And then fucking Sandra Day O'Connor later in life said she got that one wrong.
God,
she wishes
damn.
She would have voted the other direction on Bush v. Gore and told them keep counting
shit,
until
dude.
The last ballot is counted, which I think at that time would have given it to Gore. Wasn't he up like 100 or
yeah,
something or
yeah.
something ridiculous like that?
Damn, dude. What's it get? Well, how? What does it look to other countries to see the most powerful nation in the planet being taken over?
Russia
by
loves the fuck out of it. So does China.
Moron reality TV host.
Russia, China, North Korea, Syria. They all love it. Love it.
Nobody took him seriously. I know it's rehashing it, but no one took Donald Trump seriously, and he showed us he was a fascist.
Yeah.
He said fascist shit. He did fascist shit, and we didn't think he'd fucking win. It's like, well, hopefully we learn the lesson next time. Well, maybe.
If there is a next
time. Hey, man, we missed the boat. Idiots.
They already told Texas, you can go ahead and gerrymander black people. That's cool.
Oh, okay. God.
The new SCOTUS.
SCROTUS.
It's Faithless Friday tomorrow, everybody.
Yay.
We bought our atheism just a wee bit more.
Boy, I bet we get more scorn at journalists. More scorn at journalism. That's what I bet you get too going forward.
That's one of the frequent sounds we hear in a lot of the rap.
Like Kendrick songs and shit.
Skirt.
Did you see this shit? Milo Yiannopoulos.
Oh, I'm just playing that story.
Oh, God. What a fucking loon. Why is he in our life?
Well, unfortunate timing, huh? Especially since we don't know what's going on at the newspaper that was shot the fuck up a little while ago.
Oh, fucking God.
Milo Yiannopoulos, really, some of the lowest of the low. And I believe the LGBTQ community does not acknowledge his existence as one of them at all.
Right.
Though he is. What self-respecting gay man would go out with Milo Yiannopoulos?
I don't know. Hey, Milo's a racist, fascist asshole, right?
Pond scum.
He's a dickhead.
Breitbart.
Fuck him.
I mean, he was too crazy for Breitbart.
Didn't Breitbart do some Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate bullshit, too?
No, not that much, I don't think.
They just had the, what did they have? What was the...
Well, he got fired for making jokes about pedophilia.
Dumbass, you got fired from
as in
fucking Breitbart?
Jokes like, man, it ain't that bad.
Right.
Like, pedophilia ain't that bad kind of jokes. Not
oh, my God.
Making jokes about pedophiles. So
it's not that bad.
He got tossed from the Breitbart and everything. Now he's over at InfoWars. Now he's got a show on InfoWars. What does that tell you? What kind of a trap at the bottom of an outhouse is InfoWars?
A bad one. A bad one.
A
trap.
Milo Yiannopoulos was. Where was he? I don't even know where the fuck he was. Oh, he put this in writing.
Right.
Milo Yiannopoulos is starting issuing reporters threatening messages when asked for comments on stories. Someone from The Observer, from which I am reading,
yes,
sent him a text message asking, in response to a longer feature in development about an Upper East Side restaurant he is said to frequent. So they're writing something about a restaurant, and they're like, hey, Milo, can we get something about the restaurant from you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And he responded, I can't wait for the vigilante squads to start gunning journalists down on site.
Hey, how's the fucking appetizers? How's the hummus? How's the bean dip?
Yeah, how's the cheese plate?
How's like, yes.
Sarah Sanders had.
Yeah. How?
Of course they had.
He's like, we need to shoot journalists. He says that.
I can't wait for the vigilante squads to start gunning journalists down on site.
Explain to me again, my stupid fucking brain. I don't remember why Milo Yiannopoulos showed up in our world. Why is he on our planet? What the fuck is he famous for?
Right wing provocateur. He's a gay man who is a right-wing nut job. He claims he's a libertarian.
Oh, God. You're a vomit. You're a pukitarian. What do you think about that, dickhead?
But he is, I think he got famous during Gamergate, kind of.
What the fuck was that?
Gamergate. There were some women reporters in the gaming world and game developers and stuff. And it was all about feminism and anti-feminism. And they were doing stories about how shitty, brotastic, misogynist the gaming world is as far as business.
Right.
And
it's sexist or something. And like,
oh, it was horrible. Yeah. It was just all the everybody now who's running the country, you imagine them playing video games and hating women.
Why are there so many sexist, racist dickheads that play video games? Because you've told me that if you ever play online and you get to play with a headset, and it's kind
of
neat.
I never heard the N-word, Call of Duty. I never heard the N-word more in my life, in even where I grew up, on the south side of Chicago.
Are there white people on this planet that just live to say the N-word?
Ooh, yeah.
What
sure.
is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You're fucked up.
Yeah, Yiannopoulos played a role in early news coverage of the Gamergate controversy. Controversy, yes. He would say. He's a Brit.
They say controversy?
Controversy.
Milo Wait. I'm sorry. Milo Yiannopoulos is a Brit?
Yes. Haven't you ever heard him?
No,
hear him talk?
I don't remember. My name is Milo Yiannopoulos.
British political commentator, writer, former senior editor at Breitbart News.
Oh, wow.
Calls himself a cultural libertarian. He is a critic of Islam, atheism, feminism, social justice, political correctness, etc.
What do you want, everybody? Do you just want everybody chained up and shoved in a box, you dick? Who's going to cook you food at these restaurants you go to? Who's going to...
Oh, here we go. In leaked emails in October 2017, it was revealed that Yiannopoulos had repeatedly solicited neo-Nazi and white supremacist figures on the alt-right for feedback on story ideas for his work for Breitbart.
Oh, my God. First of all.
And then the emails also show that his book and many of his articles were ghostwritten by somebody else over at Breitbart.
Oh, so you're an uncreative, untalented, fucking shitty writer, white supremacist dickhead. That's who you are? You can't even write your own racist op-eds? God, sad.
He was born and raised in Kent.
Hello.
After being expelled from Simon Langton Grammar School for Boys.
Simon Langton.
Simon Langton. He studied at University of Manchester and Wolfson College, Cambridge, but failed to gain a degree from either.
Did they kick him out?
He began working in tech journalism for The Telegraph.
Ooh.
Then he ran an online magazine devoted to tech.
Ooh.
One of the first journalists to cover Gamergate, but not in a good way.
Right.
He complained about He criticized what he saw as the politicization of video game culture by, quote, an army of sociopathic feminist programmers and campaigners abetted by achingly politically correct American tech bloggers. So the... I don't know what the hell that was.
God, you're a dick.
There's a whole thing about like...
I don't want to be politically correct.
Plagiarism and, and harassment. And it's just a thing.
Like an asshole who's famous for being a fucking dickhead.
The controversy centered on issues of sexism and progressivism in video game culture.
Progressivism is a good thing, right?
In August 2014, the harassment campaign targeted several women in the video game industry. Two game developers and a feminist media critic.
Oh, God. These sad little dudes.
One of their former boyfriends wrote a disparaging blog post about her. Hashtag Gamergate users accused her of unethical relationship with a journalist. So, they were accusing them of writing soft reviews of their video games and shit. I don't know. And then then they got mad. Like, why are we being, we shouldn't be nice to girls.
Yes. Yes. You angry little fuck faces. You incel fucks. Are these incels?
It says the controversy has been described as a manifestation of a culture war over cultural diversification, artistic recognition, and social criticism in video games. Many supporters of Gamergate oppose what they view as the increasing influence of feminism on video game culture.
Oh my
as a result, Gamergate is often viewed as a right-wing backlash against progressivism.
Right.
It's butthurt little boys.
Oh, yes.
This is our sandbox. How dare you vagina possessors try to tell us what to do or join our club? It's the Woman Haters Club. It's the He-Man Woman Haters Club. What was that from? The fucking...
Our gang.
Our gang.
The Little Rascals.
Little Rascals.
Which was racist. Do you remember that shit?
Racist.
Oh, my God. Remember the joke? There was this horrible joke every time where... what was his name?
Spanky Alfalfa.
No, the little African American kid who they always did that dumb shitty joke where the car exhaust would go off in his fucking face, dude. Something like that. I mean, God. We just have this long ass fucking history of being shitty to people of color and women and gay people and trans. Can't we just do better? But we got this fascist dick fuck as president picking our Supreme Court justices, so I guess we can't. All right, and the other thing, you play video games, right?
Sure.
Do you play video games because you want to say the N-word, or you want to hate women, or you want to gay bash?
Absolutely.
Hey, dickheads that play video games, play for the joy of the game and shooting things?
I like playing video games so I don't have to deal with people.
Right, right.
So I like video games that I can play and take on nasty beasties out in... I like those kind of games. I don't like playing with other people because other people are shit.
You know what? It's
many of them
fucking fucked up.
In the gaming world.
You're playing a video game because you want to have some fantasy that you're playing flying a spaceship or you're shooting people. For me, it's like you're putting blocks together in Tetris. It's like... But... If part of your fantasy involves saying the N-word to other sad white dudes, oh my God.
Well, that's like some comics.
Sad piece of shit. Oh, please.
Some comedians who delight in leaping up on the stage and whipping out the N-word.
Not on my show! Oh, I hate those. Oh, the white guy N-word comics? They do it all the... Oh, yes.
White guy N-word comics.
Oh, yes. I'm edgy. I learned how to work the N-word into the worst joke ever written on the fucking planet. God. Don't you want to... Yeah, I don't understand that one fucking bit. It's the worst thing, too. You see some white guy say the N-word, and the audience is all fucked up, and nobody likes it except the guy that said it. You take the guy aside. He's like... You tell him something like, listen, don't ever say it on my fucking show again. And then also, oh, yeah, Fiverr's big SJW. Yeah, fuck you. You keep your N-word off my fucking show, you dumbass. Yeah. That's another Niagara Falls thing for me. I hate that. And no F word either. I don't like that.
Buckwheat you were talking about earlier.
His name's Buckwheat, man.
Poor Buckwheat.
Yeah.
And Stymie was the other one. There was another black kid.
No.
He wasn't humiliated as much.
Stymie was white. Or Stymie.
Stymie was black. He wasn't humiliated as much as poor Buckwheat was.
Look
though.
That up. Give me a rundown, a diversity rundown on the Little Rascals. If you
Eddie Murphy never did Stymie on Saturday Night Live, but he did do Buckwheat.
Oh my God!
Yes, on Twitter at Space Force.
I remember Stymie now.
I did play World of Warcraft for a long time, but I got out of it because I hated. I was in a guild and everything. But anyway, we'll move on.
Here's why Black Lives Matter. Because I type in Stymie on Little Rascals, the first thing that pops up is Stymie wants some fried chicken.
There you go. Right now I'm playing
Be ashamed of your culture.
Far Cry 5, and in Far Cry 5, you are a army dude who's dropped off in an isolated valley in Montana, and you have to fight an evil religious cult that has taken over
and
is killing people and stuff like that.
So I like that.
That's how I, that's the game I'm currently playing.
I love that, dude. That's good. It's getting you ready for the revolution.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Get your Xbox or your PS4, and get you some Far Cry 5.
This was a white dude that shot up that
Assassin's Creed. I have that Origins is great. That one's cool too.
What's wrong with that movie? I tried to watch that movie and
the movie shite.
It's about why are people running around in hoods with chains?
Well, because
with
it's
blades
made
on
after
the end
a
of
video
them.
Game.
That's the worst
that's
weapon
people,
ever.
That's how people ran around.
I got a yo-yo chain with a blade on the end of it, or some shit like that. Oh God. I tried to watch that movie like 3 times late at night. And I can't. Sucks.
Still waiting to see what's going on with the Annapolis Gazette. Like what had happened. But if it's a domestic thing or whatever, or if it's some lunatic Trumpansie
who decided that
the Gazette is an evil libtard fake news item, and they wouldn't publish his screed, so he figured he'd be a good patriot and go take out a few of them.
But why do we have to wait? Why do I have to wait until people know? Because, God, if the guy had dark skin, immediately Trump would be tweeting, ISIS, Islamic extreme fucking terrorism. Fuck this guy. He's probably a racist dickbag. I'm doing the same fucking thing.
Right now, I'm not seeing a lot of right-wingers tweeting out that, it's a...
No, this is a white
dude. He shouted... Allah Akbar is in shitting.
So why do we have to wait? Why?
Well, here's a report. White male shooter in Annapolis mutilated his fingertips to try to hide his identity.
Oh my God, dude. People, what about the blood and the DNA and shit in there? What about that?
Well, his own blood and DNA, you mean?
Yeah, wouldn't that identify you even if you...
Well, if they've got him and they've got previous samples.
God, it's amazing you can identify people through fingerprints. I can barely see mine. I mean, yeah, it's weird.
I don't know if that's true or not. I'm just saying that on the Twitter. So that has not been confirmed.
Oh, this guy was one of these racist loons or some shit like that.
And if this shit starts happening, then we need the Second Amendment up all of us, because if they're starting to kill journalists and we're on that list.
We're podcasting.
What if some asshole here in Pensacola, some militia dude, some big fat fuck waddling out in the woods somewhere decides, picks up, there's a podcast in my town. Let me listen to it.
Listen, like I said, I've been on the elliptical and I'm going to run. I don't know. Damn, I don't want to. Here's the thing. I hate guns. Guns kill people. I think they're horrible for our society. I don't want to. The other thing is I hate technology shit like that. Can you see? If I had to get a gun, it's never going to work. My computer doesn't work. My phone gets all fucked up. My laptop gets fucked up. My Bluetooth headphones are always fucked up. Whenever I've had a car, it's fucked up. why would a gun not be fucked up? You know what I mean? Everything, you know, I hate technology. I mean, I need to be,
if you get just like,
I need to be Amish.
A simple one.
What about a crossbow?
We can get you a bow and arrow.
Great.
You can be like, like Arrow.
What do I do though? If we're worried that we're going to get home invaded and I got my bow and arrow, do I keep it on me all the time? Just in case? And I got this bow and arrow around my back. So every time I go through a door, it gets caught, you know, it gets caught on the handle. In the shower, it's everywhere. I hate that.
A lot of other shit going on in the world here, everyone. Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday.
Yes.
Did you see the story that, I think you put it up as a promo, actually, one of the screenshots, which is from Sean Hannity, who, I mean, this is what's wrong with this, the other side, right here. That Hannity put up a screen cap to let all of us know the evil.
Oh, I saw this.
The evil platform of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's the Democratic Socialist that beat, what's his name, dude, in New York.
The establishment Chuck Schumer suck off. Well, who knows?
Conway, Corey.
Crowley.
Crowley. Mr. Crowley.
How does the what is that? Is that Ozzy?
That's Ozzy.
Yeah, yeah. What's the chorus of that song? What is that? Doesn't matter. Okay, give me some notes on that later.
The Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took the country by surprise Tuesday when she won the Democratic congressional primary.
Yay.
In New York's 14th district, defeating the fourth most powerful
most.
Whoa. Oh, she beat the fourth most powerful Democrat in the House and becoming an overnight sensation in the process. You can tell I lived in Wisconsin for
fourth
a little bit,
most,
too.
Most. Oh, God. Listen to the accents around here, dude.
Oh, we had a guy, the hotel I worked at, he was the maintenance guy.
Yeah.
Born and raised in central Wisconsin, never left a minute in his life. Whoa, down to the stop and go light.
Hey, do you think you're starting to sound like a redneck?
I hope not. I don't think so.
Yeah, I know I am.
I mean, sometimes when I go out, I assimilate.
Hi, Ryan.
And I'll say, how y'all doing?
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to, hi, how's it going?
I've heard that. How y'all doing?
How y'all doing? Or I haven't gotten to the all right now. I haven't gotten to all right now. I can't make that one
can
work.
Can I give you a line reading?
You're going to give me a line reading? On
you
how
need
y'all
to
doing?
Elongate y'all. It's like you're a Yankee.
How
you're,
y'all doing?
There you go. It's like, how y'all doing? It's like, are you in a hurry or something? It's hot as fuck outside.
Well, I talk fast. It's hot.
No, but that's, if you're trying to assimilate, you don't talk fast. Don't assimilate too much.
I smell libtard.
Yeah. That's too much assimilation.
You sound like an atheist.
Right. Yeah. Fuck you.
Hannity losing his mind, talking about, oh my God, look at how evil, look what the Democrats are becoming, the Democrat Party are becoming.
Oh, fuck
look
you.
What they're turning into.
They want to do all these things.
Look
for
at
people.
All this evil they want to do. And he put up a list of all these things of her platform, and they're all awesome. Medicare for all, housing as a human right.
Fuck you. I hate having housing. Boy, it sucks.
Housing is a human right.
God, I love that. I love that too. I was having a conversation with some folks about poverty and shit. And the crazy thing is that whatever you think the answer to how to solve poverty, whatever. But we all know a component is putting up shelters and places for people to live that don't have homes, so you can centralize all the, you know, the programs and what people need, whatever.
And
right?
Yes. A higher percentage of people that are homeless have mental health issues.
Because you're homeless.
Well, yeah, or that's what made them homeless.
You imagine you're walking around, you don't have anywhere to go, you don't live anywhere, all your shit's in a backpack. Yeah, I'm going to have some mental issues.
Federal jobs guarantee.
Yes.
Oh, gasp.
Ooh.
People are tweeting, Sean Hannity just presented this agenda as negative. And nobody can believe it.
The crazy thing, he's not on drugs. It's just his shitty personality.
Somebody else pointed out on Twitter, his average viewer is 68 years old.
Oh, my God. Smoke cigarettes, I beg you, all of you. Smoke
gun,
up.
We don't wish.
Cigarettes?
Wish that gun control, assault weapons ban. Well, that one they don't like.
Yes.
Criminal justice reform. And private prisons.
What's
immigration justice? Here's one they don't like. Abolish ICE. Get rid of the jackbooted immigration thug police.
They don't need. They don't want to get rid of the Gestapo.
Solidarity with Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. We don't like Mexicans.
It's not a country, okay?
Mobilizing against climate change. Oh, you libtards. There's no climate change.
Okay. Climate change, you can deny that it exists if you're dumb, but what are you going to mobilize against? Meaning they want to stop climate change? That means they're acknowledging it exists, or it's not that.
This is the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's platform. She thinks we all need to start working to stop or slow climate change.
Oh, I see. Yes, I'm with you. I thought
the Republicans, Sean Hannity is presenting this as, oh my God, look at the spiky nail baseball bat fuck you're taking. We're taking.
You know,
Nealon, the guy from
I can't watch Walking Dead anymore. I can't. It grosses me out. You guys, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to sound like a ninny or anything, but that one scene.
It's so cartoonish, though.
Oh, man. I don't care. It freaked me out. And you know the other thing that Walking Dead has been bad for our society? Because now, when everybody, this last Halloween, everybody dressed like Nealon for Halloween. And guess what comes with a Nealon costume? A goddamn bat wrapped in barbed wire. Now everyone's carrying around a bat with barbed wire while they're getting fucking wasted on Halloween. That's the worst thing, guys.
They keep it in their car. That's their N-word knocker.
Well, they're not keeping it. Yeah. Oh, God.
Which father had in his car.
No, he did not. Did he really?
He called it his N-word
knocker. No, he just called. Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, guys. God damn.
I told you, you know, I got some racist stuff going on in my family.
Yeah, but that's not you. You're not like that.
Well, I hope not.
You're not like that. It's just your, you know, everybody's family, man.
Clean campaign finance. We want to get money out of campaigns.
Yeah, of course.
It should be.
Who's against this shit?
The Republicans. Higher education for all. Well, yes. They're really against that one.
Right.
And then another bad one, women's rights. This is what they've presented as, look at the horrible platform of this commie pinko liberal,
yes,
who's running, who beat a regular Democrat.
That's crazy.
Women's rights are bad. Support LGBTQIA+.
Oh my God.
They hate using all those letters.
What? Here's the thing about gay rights that I don't understand, like why people can't just support it. Gay people are in our society, right?
Yeah.
If we don't afford gay people the same rights everybody else has on this fucking planet, how do we expect them to exist and function in our society? And also, God, don't you have any compassion?
Well, God wants them stoned to death.
Okay. And to that, I would say
their lovely holy book from their religion of love tells them to stone their gay brethren and sister into death.
God could want a nice slow blowjob from Angie Dickinson, but God ain't getting it because God don't exist, baby. God don't exist. God, you know what I mean?
So
God damn. Be more concerned with the real people that walk around on this goddamn earth and not your bullshit in the sky.
A lot of people are tweeting that, you know, Hannity may have inadvertently created some converts. There might have been some people reading this and been like, well, wait a second.
No.
Supporting seniors? Curb Wall Street gambling? Restore Glass-Steagall.
Yes.
These are all good things.
But the problem is going to be, like, these racist Republican dickbags, they aren't going to change. They're still going to vote. They're going to vote with their racism. You know what I mean? They're going to vote with their racism, anti-immigrant.
If the Democrats can come up with a good message, though, and the more Bernie-esque message worked a lot better than the watered-down Hillary message.
Yeah. I just don't.
I think it should be $12 an hour, not $15.
But damn it, if you're a Republican and you support Donald Trump, there's no. He's a fascist. That means you're in line with these camps that you agree with all these horrible racist.
Well, no, people compartmentalize really easily. Oh. They could say, well, I don't like some of the things she says, but he's going to stop the babies being killed.
Well, I see. I don't believe that you can be a human being and compartmentalize Trump's shit. What he's doing is truly horrible.
Obviously, they can. I don't think it's right or ethical or stands on any moral grounds whatsoever. But
such,
they do. They think they're not racist.
If they're such sociopaths, there's no hope.
They think they're not racist. And then they'll be the
delusional.
First ones to say those people.
But they'll vote on their racism.
I literally talked to a guy who, you know, I've talked about him, ran for office, fortunately didn't make it. Somebody I know.
Oh, okay.
For a long time, grew up with, went to school with. And I literally had the conversation with him where he said to me, you know what, you live near them. You know what they're like, meaning black people.
Oh, my God. What's his problem?
He's a Republican and a racist.
God,
I did live near them. I grew up near them.
Them!
And some of them are my friends.
So but you think this guy can have a come to Jesus moment where he realizes, you know, that he...
Oh, he's lost. No, I mean, there's other people that are for other reasons voting
right,
Trump.
Right.
And then there's the fuck you crowd.
You don't think
we hate everybody,
lost.
So we're going to shake everything up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm an asshole American. How nice it is to finally have somebody like me running the country.
Yeah. Shit. I got a friend who's a Trumpalo. You see him on Facebook with his little MAGA hat. He's dead to me. Fuck him.
The whole anti-PC.
Oh,
which means
yeah.
I can be shitty to you and you have to put up with it.
Oh, yeah.
Or my horrible racist Nazi views
should be tolerated.
Are equal to your
tolerant
liberal views.
Not to get on a tangent, but why wouldn't people feel that way if they're Republican racist dickheads? Because their president went on fucking television and said other many sides after those fucking dirtbag fascist racist march without hoods. He said many sides after they ran a person over. Why wouldn't they think that, you know? Oh, we're fucked.
Hannity's already blaming Maxine Waters for the shooting.
Fuck you.
On his radio program, I've been saying now for days something horrible was going to happen because of the rhetoric. Really, Maxine?
The rhetoric? Don't ask. She's saying protest, resist.
She said cabinet members. If you see members of the cabinet, confront them. Push back on them. Get a crowd together. Let them know they're not welcome. Their views are not welcome, and their views are repugnant to normal ethical, sane, decent people. And she nowhere in that said be violent. She nowhere in that said attack people. But these little pearl clutching weenie bees.
And Hannity, I think the whole thing, the liberals' response to all of this shit, all Donald Trump has done since the election has been very measured. It's been very measured. And it hasn't been enough. And Maxine Waters saying we don't have to take shit from these cabinet members. It's nothing.
Trump's thoughts and prayers. Literal thoughts and prayers he tweeted for the...
Yeah, it's so stupid. No, you know that guy. You know the person who did that shooting was a racist dickhead, probably. Probably an asshole. Well, for sure an asshole.
Contentious hearing today on the Hill with Rod Rosenstein and Christopher Wray getting grilled and yelled at by Team Treason,
yes,
on the House Intelligence Committee, specifically Jim Jordan, fucking moron.
Oh, man.
He was trending earlier. Jim Jordan, the lunatic, Trump whore from Ohio.
We heard part of that today, right?
I'm going to play a little bit of it.
This makes your skin crawl.
Well, and Rosenstein was having none of it. Rosenstein got pissed off and was like, you know, you guys are making this personal, essentially calling him a liar. And there was these, it's funny how they hate the media, right? But now Jim Jordan at one point was like, the media have said that you threatened staffers.
What? Why would
congressional staffers who were looking for information, threatening that they were going to open IRS files and investigate them and everything. And he's like, we never said that, never happened. And then Jim Jordan says, who are we supposed to believe? Longtime staffers that we trust and know, or you people who we know have lied to us, which is not true.
They're talking about the FBI.
Yeah.
That's lunacy.
Justice Department.
Jim Jordan, he sounded crazy, dude.
He is crazy. So the entire room gets a laugh from Rosenstein when Rosenstein humiliates this tea loon, this Freedom Caucus team treason anus licker.
That's a lot to put on a business card.
Downright chilling. Did you threaten to subpoena their calls and emails?
No, sir, and there's no way to subpoena phone calls.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, this
you know what's kind of great is this Jim Jordan guy is no match for this Rosenstein, right? It's a joke.
But yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
The internet loved that little exchange, and the whole thing went kind of the same way. And Rosenstein kept accusing Jordan of making it personal. And at one point, Rosenstein said, you know, okay. To the question when Jordan said, well, what do we trust these staffers or that we know and love, or do we trust you lying stinkholes over at Justice?
Lying stinkholes.
And I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
And, Rosenstein said, well, I'm here testifying under oath and telling the truth. If you want to get them under oath, let's see what they have to say.
Shots fired, right?
We'll be happy to see what they have to say.
You think those staffers want to go under
No.
To protect Jim Jordan, this piece of fucking shit?
So the internet soundly mocking and laughing out loud at Jim Jordan and Trey Gowdy, who really looks road hard put away wet. They were saying that he...
I saw that.
Yeah, he's like he was always very, very Nazi-esque, well groomed, perfectly coiffed, bizarre hairdo.
Is that what we're dealing with?
And now he's quitting. He gives zero fucks. So he's sitting there with his tie undone. He hasn't shaved. His weird little Draco Malfoy bouffant hairdo thing is messy.
Yes,
it's very strange.
Well, are we dealing with Nazis that aren't well kept?
I don't know. I think.
Gee, guys,
maybe he had a rough night. But so, yeah, Rosenstein, I mean, just really kind of batting the fleas away with these morons.
Sand,
and then
please.
Jordan kept saying, you know, the House is about to vote to issue you a very strongly worded email rebuking you for not giving us the information we want in timely manners.
Yes.
And Rosenstein almost literally said, I don't give a fuck what you people vote.
Well, it was weird. Because
they did. They voted. The lunatics in the House have voted to rebuke. They're rebuking the Justice Department, Ryan.
I mean, it's like, but Jim Jordan said something like, well, I don't have any control over what you do in the House, right?
He didn't. Rosenstein.
Rosenstein said that. He's like,
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is it Jim Jordan supposed to be questioning Rosenstein based on some evidence and shit?
No, he's a Republican.
Oh, that's right.
And a Trumpist.
He's a Nazi
bootlicker. Fuck your facts. Fuck your truth.
He's a Nazi sympathizer. He's a Nazi.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted along party lines to demand the Justice Department produce documents, including some related to the investigation of Trump and Russia. This is, they're just going to keep trying and keep trying. And the thought was they're going to try to get to the point where justice is going to say no because it's an ongoing investigation and we're not giving you all of our evidence. That ain't how it works at all.
Why would you do
they're
that?
Saying we want it so that Devin Hoare.
Yes.
Nunez. Can skittle over to the White House.
Right.
Microseconds after receiving all the evidence that they've got on Trump.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, why?
So everybody knows what's going on. So if this is the best they can come up with, then right. We are going to issue you a non-binding rebuking. So far, we're still doing good.
Do you think
that all this Jordan bluster today, little Draco Malfoy, all their kabuki that they were doing today means jack fucking shit. Mueller persists.
Yes.
Rosenstein persists.
Do you think, this is kind of off topic, but do you think some people don't want to share information with Trump because, like, how do you know he's just not giving it to Putin? Not giving it, but like sharing info. He might be giving it to Putin.
I have no doubt that there's probably deep staters out there who are like, should we run this up the pipe when they find something out?
Right.
Because it's going to end up hanging from one of Putin's nipple rings.
You know, I bet if Putin is pierced in his nipples, he's got a Prince Albert, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think our intelligence would know? I bet they would.
Well, nipples you could see if he's wearing it. Prince Albert, I mean, you'd have to know him better.
But I've watched a lot of movies and read, you know, a lot of Tom Clancy books. God, I sound like Trump right now. You know,
well, you think they have
our CIA knows a lot of shit about.
You think
world
they have a
leaders.
Dick ring detector of some
I
sort?
I bet if he has a Prince Albert, our analysts in Langley know. You know they know because you never know like what kind of advantage that could give us. You know, if you want to put a listening device,
high powered magnet and pull him across.
Oh my God, dude!
Pull him across the room.
Absolutely, yes.
So there you go. The House voted 226 to 183 on a non-binding resolution.
Right. Squirt, squirt.
Nobody cares. So Mueller persists.
Right. Is there a march in Pensacola
there's something Saturday? Going on.
Saturday?
There's organized marches going on countrywide.
Yes.
This coming weekend.
I want to go. I want to go and yell at Nazis.
This says that the liberal Nazi hysteria is helping Trump.
Fuck you. Fuck off. God, imagine we're concerned about the fascism in this country. What about that thing we read yesterday from 1934?
And I disagree, by the way, but yeah.
What do you mean? With what?
That the Nazi comparisons, they're spot on. And that's what gives me encouragement with all of this shit, even Kennedy retiring and everything. I still.
You feel better?
Well, I'm seeing liberals pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And young people finally, instead of sitting at home playing Far Cry.
Right.
Maybe getting out and
marching and voting and doing all kinds of shit. Volunteering, getting people to the polls.
Yeah. Poll.
Fuck Nazis.
And younger people are running. Women.
Yes.
In record numbers are running.
Right.
Women of color, people of color. So hopefully.
We need that.
Yes, we do.
We need, especially after we have this president who is so, he hates women. He's so sexist. We need.
I love women.
Oh, God.
I love the young Miss USA teen pageant women.
You know what he likes to do with women? He likes to exert his power and rape and harass and assault.
Yeah.
That's what he loves.
The tweet is during the show at Crab Diving. CRABDIVING.
Mr. Crowley.
The
Thank you, Space Force Kate. Space Force.
Space Force.
We got a guy. We got Space a president Force. That wants to put people in fucking rocket packs and lasers and lightsabers running around in space shooting. What the fuck do you fight in space?
You see, the armed forces are getting right on top of that.
Mark Kelly.
Where's the money going to come from?
Mark Kelly, that astronaut guy that's married to the lawmaker that got shot. Can't remember.
Gabby Gifford?
Yeah. He's like, we got a space force. It's called the motherfucking Air Force, baby. They do shit in space.
Sure.
Do they have laser guns and jet packs and things of that nature?
They might.
Maybe not.
Louis Gohmert.
Fuck you.
Listen to this highlight reel. Trey Gowdy, Jim Jordan, and Louis Gohmert questioned Rod Rosenstein.
By the way, another nominee to the court, I guarantee you.
No, I guarantee you.
He'll never. He would never.
He's going to be the nominee. Louis Gohmert will be the nominee to the SCOTUS.
Mike
That's my
Lee
pick.
At least doesn't drool in public. Louis Gohmert
They're all Nazis.
One of the most lunatic.
But he's the same as Mike Lee, dude. They're just dumb fucking GOP racist dick fucks.
How can they behave in public? Here's a moment.
Russian investigation. It has been getting
what's going
that,
on.
You're parsing words, so that doesn't mean you need to read it, in your opinion. Is that correct?
It depends on the circumstances, sir, and...
Well, telling you, being a former felony state judge,
yes.
If I had somebody like you come before me, and now it was revealed later that... The guy that signed and approved an application for a warrant had not even read the application that would allow spying on somebody.
That would be atrocious.
I would look at everything he signed from.
Rosenstein is smiling and laughing through this.
Then on with a jaundiced eye. And I'm telling you, I was a little concerned about even.
Give me a chance to explain, sir.
Well, you have. You've said.
No, I have not.
Approve it. Well,
I they kept doing this, and the Democrats on the committee were like, can the witness answer? But all of these Republicans were just filibustering and getting their YouTube clip.
Oh, for their campaign.
For their morons. Yay. They can play and say, look how I ripped apart Rosenstein. I stood up for the Constitution and for my ability to barbecue on my fucking balcony whenever I want to because I make the best brisket in Congress.
Fuck you, boy. Oh, it's disgusting, dude.
These hearings are just such theater and such a waste of time.
So dumb.
Such a waste of,
yes.
of money, resources, and time. How about voting on some infrastructure bills, you fucking assholes?
Right.
How about voting on some shit instead of these kabuki theater performances you put on that mean fuck all?
Yeah, I don't know. Louis Gohmert's going to be on SCOTUS.
A warrant had not even read the application that would allow spying on somebody.
That would be atrocious.
I would look at everything he signed from then on with a jaundiced eye. And I'm telling you, I was a little concerned about even.
Give me a chance to explain, sir.
Well, you have. You've said.
No, I have not.
Approve it. Well,
I did approve it.
I didn't ask that question because you've said you approved it, but you took out the words that you read it. And so it is my time.
Texas will suspend. I just want to make it clear to Deputy Attorney General, you will be afforded a full opportunity to respond once his time has expired. If he wants to yield to you during that
time. My time continued to run while the chairman took up some of my time. So
you'll have that too.
And actually.
You took 7.5 seconds of my time.
From the guy that took time on the House floor to bitch about his barbecue operation on the balcony of his fucking office. He doesn't give a fuck about his time.
I was being interrupted. I did not have a question. I was taking the words that the Deputy Attorney General himself said. So, well, let me ask you about this. You said earlier Bruce Orr was not working on the Russia investigation. Let me ask you. To your knowledge. Did you not know that Bruce Orr was meeting with Christopher Steele getting the information about the dossier and supplying that information to the FBI. At the same time, his wife, Nellie, was working for Fusion GPS that was helping Hillary Clinton. Did you not know he was doing that for the FBI?
Correct.
You did not know that?
Correct.
Okay. So he officed a couple of doors down, but you had no idea that he was actually the go-between to get that information. So when did you find out about that?
So as I said, sir, the inspector general is reviewing these files, and I hope I have an opportunity to explain.
Well, let me just say, look at the summary.
See, they don't want him to answer questions. He just wants to get the accusatory question out and then move on. Don't let him answer it. So that Louis gets to his highlight reel, gets to look how tough I was on this guy.
Just let me understand something. I mean, because Rosenstein is in the fucking Justice Department, right?
Deputy Attorney General.
Does he work in the same building with the fucking FBI? I mean, are they?
This is a justice guy he's talking about. He's saying that this guy somehow gave the dossier to the FBI, maybe, is what Louis said.
But I mean,
and by the way, why would the deputy AG know every single tiny fucking thing that is going on two or three levels below him? That's
right.
Why you have people two or three levels before you.
Every movie I've seen that is involved intelligence, CIA, you know, FBI and shit. I just watched,
Nothing is illegal here, by the way.
Right.
So it's not like Rosenstein knew there was a crime going on and hid it. This is just bullshit. Somebody has a uncorroborated information, this dossier that's explosive, uncorroborated, but from explosive. A reliable source.
Yes. Yeah, dude.
That they were going to look into. I'm sure they're not going to ring alarm bells all the way up the pipe until they verify some of what's in the dossier or decide whether it should be moved up or not.
Listen, I watched that, I think it was Mission Impossible, the one where they have to break into a vault that's hidden at the bottom of a fucking pool. It's insane. Whatever. Ethan Hunt, the guy, you know, Tom Cruise's character, has all this bullshit going on. His boss, Alec Baldwin, in this movie I watched, didn't know what he was doing ever. You know what I mean? It's called Need to Know. What about that? I mean, I know it's a stupid example, but I never see this shit going on like this.
But you know what? It's a different kind of fighting. It's a different kind of war. And if you're sitting around getting massages all day, ready to go in the big planned battle, then you're not going to last very long.
I mean,
that's a good point.
Do the people in the district in Texas not have any self-esteem or any shame or anything? They see this repeatedly. This moron making a spectacle of himself. And they're like, you go, Louie. You go. We love you.
I mean, I would like to give them the benefit of the doubt and say, well, you know, but there is, you know, no, they're dumb as fuck. They vote for this guy. I'm familiar with Louie Gohmert because of this show. And the more I know about this guy, he is exceptionally crazy. He is a loon with a capital L. And I will say this. I think Holder served him up a little better than Rosenstein. I mean, it's negligible. I don't know. Holder was great with this guy, dude.
He finally cut off Louie Gohmert. His time ran out and he bitched. And Rosenstein had a chance to respond. And Rosenstein said, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize. I thought you were asking questions, sir, to Louie Gohmert.
Yeah, he's not asking questions.
Which he said with a smirk, and it got a laugh. I completely understand your concern, and this FISA process is being reviewed by the inspector general. If he finds a problem with that, we'll respect it. And he said, we don't talk about FISAs. It is illegal for us to talk about FISAs. In this particular case, the intelligence community information was classified, so I'm uncomfortable talking about it. You have to understand the context, sir.
Yeah.
Dripping with sarcasm. Oh, my God. Sirs that he lobbed out. That the department had made the decision to disclose the FISA to the House and Senate before I got there.
Right.
What I signed was a renewal application approved three different times by a federal judge. It was signed under oath by an FBI agent who attested it was true and correct. If he was wrong, we'll hold him accountable. Let's allow the process to continue before we jump to conclusions. So when he said, I signed a renewal that has been, this is Carter Page they're talking about, three times starting before the campaign. They were sniffing around Carter Page.
The guy in the red hat.
Yeah, so across Rosenstein's desk comes Carter Page renewal number four. He still has Russian cum stuck to his nostril hairs.
Somebody give him a wet wipe.
In liquid form. It's recent. Recent Russian loads up there.
It's not in a gas. It's not...
crusty and dried.
Learned some stuff about biology.
He didn't read the whole 500 page initial FISA warrant, and that's what Louis is bitching about. You went and approved this, and you didn't read the whole thing.
Do you think part of the problem is that what these FISA warrants? They're approved by a judge. So by the very nature of the FISA warrant existing, there's evidence,
and
right?
They need, a lot of evidence to do. The reason we have the FISA court is so that there is another check on government spying, investigations, surveillance on citizens of the United States of America.
I'm going to try to ask this question without screaming. What is the,
it's too late.
What is the point of having this FISA process if we're just going to have committees to question it? It's already been questioned. Four times it's being approved.
Well, but
God damn it. Now Louis Gohmert is questioning this guy about it. It's nuts.
But if there was a FISA warrant with Hillary Rodham Clinton's name
on it, I know.
Would be licking the boots of the judge, the FBI.
Oh, Rosenstein would be getting just...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they'd be, hey, Rosenstein, throat fuck me.
We love you.
It's
all theater.
It's crazy.
None of it means anything because
it's all wasting happened, all this time.
And all that happened today was a few of Team Treason get some YouTube vid.
Our system sucks.
Jordan's going to cut out that part where Rosenstein got the laugh and made him look like the asshole he is.
I want to make a point, though. It's not worth our system sucks. You go through all this bullshit. Get these FISA warrants approved over and over and over again. But still, this Rosenstein guy has got to sit down and listen to questions from this fucking moron Louis Gohmert about shit that's already settled. It's been settled over and over again.
Right.
Why? Why is this happening? Why can't we just get past it and move to the next thing?
Ted Lieu, who is awesome on the Twitter, anti-Trump. He tweets a lot.
I think we got twatted about Ted from Mod Gone.
A lot of nasty shit about Ted Lieu. Ted Lieu basically just talked about the whole process. Quote, it's stupid and ridiculous that we're having an investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails in 2016.
It's nuts.
It is now June 2018, and thousands of kids have been ripped away from their parents by the Trump administration's child separation policy. They have not yet been reunited, and that these kids do not know if they're ever going to see their parents ever again is a trauma and horror we can only imagine. Since the Republicans control the agenda, let's at least try to have this stupid hearing based on the facts. And the central fact from this IG investigation is that no personal views of any FBI or DOJ employee affected the integrity of the investigation.
Suck my dick! Right. Suck my dick.
You know, this Trump
is insane.
Trump said it himself. I love that IG report, except the conclusion. Except that last fucking sentence that says,
yes,
we found no evidence of political bias affecting the investigation.
It's not the Golden fucking Corral. You can't just be like, oh, zucchini sticks. I want some fucking fried trout. You know, it's everything. You can't just pick and choose my fucking point.
Start by saying it is ridiculous and stupid we're having an emergency hearing into an investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails in 2016. It is now June 2018, and thousands of kids have been.
So I just read that.
How many fucking, how long?
But cheers to Ted Lieu.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Go get him. Go get him, Ted. Let me ask you something. How long was 9/11 looked into? Ted, longer than Hillary's fucking email?
Benghazi. Ted Lieu is the guy, and Trey Gowdy had the nerve to bitch today about how long the Mueller investigation is going, and they've got nothing.
Eat a dick, you loon.
And they've got nothing. He went, how many hearings?
They got nothing.
He grilled Hillary Clinton for 11 and a half hours straight, and she laughed him off like the tiny little gnat on her labia that he was.
Listen, I will say this, that Hillary's in good health. You know, despite what all these dickheads said when she was running for president, I highly doubt citations that there are gnats on her vagina.
No, I mean, he was a...
Oh, I know. I'm joking. I think it's a good... It's a great image. Stu Bat, God, why can't we animate this show, Kate?
God, there's... I'm just looking at different... more of Trump's America here.
Blood.
What a great country. You know what? I didn't get to this one. This is good news. It's not. It's not. Good news.
With a caveat,
it's a horrible situation. But yeah. You know, I guess it's good that they are charging the police officer who murdered a black teenager that was running away from him by shooting him in the back.
How is our
unarmed, I might add, black teenager.
Man, dude, this country is fucking fucked up.
I put it on Facebook. I don't know if it's out yet or whatever, tweet or Twitter. But I said, basically, the sad part is I used the USA Today, Fisher-Price News.
Oh, I love that.
Scrolled down to the comments.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And it's beyond.
Yeah. Stupid.
Comprehend. Whoa.
You hear that?
It's just a major lightning, major thunder here.
Major thunder.
And the sun's out. Figure that. But yeah. But right over there, I could see over to the east, there's a big black cloud.
Jesus, it's so mad.
It's black.
Right.
So, but the amount of comments that are people literally saying the police should have judge, jury, and executioner rights for people. They should be able to decide.
Right.
Because if you say he shouldn't have run, you're a scum-sucking, fascist, boot-licking, authoritarian dick.
Right. I mean, and also, yeah, and you're just not.
It's not an executable offense.
Yes.
Running from the police is not an executable offense yet. Yeah. We know that the subhumans on the other side think it should be.
And
especially for brown people.
Right. I mean, if you read the news, unless you've been living in a void, Michael Brown, you know.
Tamir Rice was in an open carry state.
Yeah.
Playing with a fake gun, an airsoft gun, 12 years old, within a half a second of the police car pulling up within 20 feet of him, he was dead.
Eric Garner got choked out when he was saying, I can't breathe, and was on fucking videotape. You could run from the cops. You're a person of color's experience with the police is different than mine. I know I got pulled over one time for an oversized air freshener, but other than that, nothing. I never got pulled over.
You didn't get beat?
No. But it was, I mean, you know, it was L.A. and it was deep in the valley.
They didn't smell weed. Wink, wink, wink.
No, I'm glad they didn't. But, I mean, you know, whatever.
So the Antoine Rose is the victim in this murder by a white popo officer. And then, you know, they're saying, well, he shouldn't have participated in a drive-by.
What the fuck?
There was a shooting and a car. The reason the car was pulled over in the first place was that they thought it might have been a car involved in the shooting.
Right.
As they were handcuffing the driver, two of the other kids bailed out the other side, started running away. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Sandra Bland, man.
And the the driver was released. They didn't do the drive-by, but you go into the comments and all the vermin racists who are saying, hey, shouldn't have run. He shouldn't have been committing a crime. He shouldn't have been in the car at the drive-by. And there's zero evidence.
He shouldn't have ran.
And regardless, he was unarmed and running away. I don't care what he did. Innocent until proven guilty. Summary execution on the street
is not
justice.
It's not supposed to be what this country stands for. It's not supposed to be.
Right, it has for a long time.
Especially this racist shelf elf golem guy.
Authorities say Officer Michael Rossfeld, who is white, shot Antoine Rose Jr., 17, who was fleeing from a car that had been stopped on suspicion it was involved in a drive-by shooting. Police were questioning the driver when Rose and another man fled.
Yeah.
Rose was shot 3 times.
Ugh.
No weapons were found on Rose. They did find 2 guns in the vehicle. Meanwhile, they've released them. They don't think they did the drive-by. You're allowed to have guns. You're allowed to have guns, people. So everybody is assuming that the guns found in this car were
if you're obvious white.
Gangbanger.
You're allowed to have guns if you're fucking white.
Exactly.
All these stories about people and getting shot by the cops are just...
If they're not legal guns...
Fucking horrible.
And they are in gangs, that's shitty. They don't deserve to be executed on the street as they're running away. Nobody does. That ain't how it works, or it should work.
Ugh. That Sandra Bland story, that's always, to me, like one of the fucking just horrible... Imagine you're just sitting there, you have all this bad shit happening, and you just fucking hang yourself, man.
The criminal complaint says that the cop says that he moved his hand toward him, appeared to be holding something he perceived as a gun, but guess what? There's video.
Oh,
a good citizen across the street was taping that shit. Tape the police. At every opportunity.
It's, you're right. You're allowed to film the cops, man.
And it should be a no-brainer. If you support these laws where they say you can't film police, see my statement earlier about you being a jackboot authoritarian fascist comrade.
Yeah. Imagine if people could film the cops in the 80s, in the 90s.
Oh, Christ.
The 70s.
We might be okay now. I mean, maybe we'd start having some real reform.
Some accountability. I mean, even the lowest dickbags among us, even if you... But God, there's a video of Eric Garner getting choked
out,
dude.
Well, it'll take some white people. It'll take them killing some white people on video. And then suddenly they'll be like, hey, wait a minute. Maybe cops are, you know, maybe being kind of not nice. The criminal complaint says that later he then told investigators, the murderer, told investigators he didn't see a gun and wasn't really sure if his hand was aimed at him. So first he said, he turned and he pointed his arm at me and I thought he had a gun and that's why I shot him. And then later on when he's interviewed, he's like, well, I don't know. Then he probably heard that there's video. Heard there's video that
so he's
shows...
he's hedging his bet.
That shows no kid turning around and pointing his arm at him. So he's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I didn't see it. Maybe I didn't see that. But I felt threatened because he was running away while black.
He was running away from me, and I felt threatened. Damn.
Lots of protests in Pittsburgh.
And these cops,
rightfully so.
I mean, you're supposed to be a cop, right? You're supposed to be trained in this sort of thing, right? You're supposed to have some sort of informed.
He's been charged with murder, and they're thinking of charging him with first degree. I think they should charge him with second degree.
But what is the difference?
Premeditated with malice, kind of a thing.
I think second degree is
it's not premeditated, but it's murder nonetheless.
Second degree is like you're at a bar, you get pissed off at somebody because they fucked up your pool shot, and you beat him to death with a pool stick, kind of thing. Sort of.
I guess. I mean, depending on the circumstances. Right.
That's the kind of thing you see at bars.
How long did you sit at the bar thinking, I'm going to kill you for fucking up my game?
I got to tell you this. You guys that hang out at bars and you play pool, just like take the game less seriously. I've seen fights because of pool games. It's stupid. Grow up, everybody.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Everyone is wary because nobody trusts the police or the system. Gosh.
Oh wow.
Golly gee willikers. I wonder why. When he was shot, some of the comments. He was unarmed when he was shot, but was he unarmed a few seconds earlier? What if he had a gun and he dropped it? Listen to them twisting themselves into pretzels to try to apologize for the cop killing a teenager that was running away.
These fucked up cops who are involved in these shootings. I mean, this is a dumb thing to say, kind of, but if they could ever, in their fucked up brains, ever imagine giving the person they're shooting as much of the benefit of the doubt as they're hoping to get from the system.
And there's a term they use now called gypsy cop, which is a cop that is fired from one district for misconduct, criminality, etc., and just waddles over to the next county and gets a sheriff job there.
Don't they know? They don't care.
It's like the Catholic Church and boy diddlers. They don't
care.
It's
a lot of gypsies. What are you going to do? Speak out? Yeah,
This person says, much like the Cleveland PD cop who killed Tamir Rice. He had been fired before by Independence, Ohio, because he was deemed mentally unfit to be an officer on their force. Cleveland, on the other hand, didn't seem to care and hired him as a policeman.
And they knew.
That's why we need to be...
If you're mentally unfit to...
See, this is a case where...
you need reform, right?
Much union power, yeah.
You need some... Like, what kind of civilian oversight do you have in the cops? I mean, because it's as if... As if the police, they forget that they're supposed to protect us.
There are in some sane states and cities. Now they have citizen oversight committees where if there's a shooting, the police aren't like, don't worry, we'll investigate ourselves. It's all cool.
Dude, how many times in the neighborhood we lived in Koreatown in L.A., you see tons of cops there in their cars driving. I never, ever in our neighborhood saw a cop walking around.
Well, that's part of the problem.
I walked around the neighborhood. I don't have a gun. Right. I felt safe.
It's like an occupying force, not somebody that's supposed to be there to serve and protect.
You know, we walked around the neighborhood all the time, and what do? You get to know the guys that work at the donut shop, everybody that works at the guy, all the stores. You get to know the community. Get out of your fucking cars and walk around. My God. Meet some fucking people.
Part of police reform, community policing. Get them out walking around talking to people.
You're scared to walk around in Koreatown, you know? You're armed.
There's a story in, so we'll keep our eyes on this Antoine Rose thing and see exactly what happens. They get a bunch of cop lickers on the jury.
Remember the dude that got shot? He had his cell phone in his own backyard and he got shot like 30 times or some bullshit like that.
Well, here we go. There's a nice racist comment. The black ghetto plantation and their white leftist masters.
What does that mean?
Will get some retribution while hundreds, if not thousands, hello bird, with hundreds, if not thousands of murders of young black men go unsolved because the ghetto plantation won't talk to police. Why do those communities not talk to police? We've just given an example of one reason. because
yes,
it's they're viewed, they're treated like animals. And like Lion Country Safari, people driving around, white people driving around in their cars with the windows up, waiting for something to happen so they can beat the shit out of a brown person and throw them in the back of their car.
And the person that wrote that comment, I don't even understand. Here's what I understand. That person's racist. That person's dumb as fuck and angry and probably violent. But I technically don't get what he means. What does he mean? That there's a bunch of white leftists out there that feel like they need to own black people and you're contributing to the deaths of young black people? Whoever wrote that comment, I assume you had parents. You have parents. You have parents that tell you not to be racist. Does somebody have that?
Well, I would hope.
Obviously not, though. Something happens to people.
Kids aren't born racist. They're taught to be racist. Not the opposite.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, how do you get to the point where you write that comment, though? That comment's crazy.
Well, sure, there's a lot of vermin in this country.
They sound racist.
There were people in Germany who were like, the Jew is over there. Get him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they felt like they were good, wonderful Germans.
Right.
Ugh. Because they'd been convinced by the media and their government that the Jews were vermin. Yeah. And the Jew was their part, the reason that their inflation was high and joblessness was high. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it does. And it's a shame that people aren't taking this guy fucking seriously.
This person here, this case is vague because of what they knew about the driver's criminal history. No, it isn't. No, it's not.
That's crazy.
Turning and running is pretty universal.
Right. And nobody, listen. You have to say that just accept that black people have a different relationship with law enforcement than white people. And that just exists. And it sucks. A black person's going to run from the cops.
Here you go. Here's another racist.
Shot for no reason.
The officer did the right thing, should not be tried. No cop should allow a drive-by shooter suspect to run away and further endanger the neighborhood. So there you go. Guilty or not, he's a suspect.
No,
he should be summarily executed for running away because he might be a drive-by shooter.
The thing about the benefit of the doubt, Donald Trump gave those dirtbag racist Nazi fucks that marched in Charlottesville at many sides. Some of them are good people. Some of them are good people. That benefit of the doubt is nuts. And this guy's like, oh, it's a black person running, guilty. Let's shoot him.
Right.
Unfortunately, live like
most
that.
Of the responses, even here on USA Today, are, you know, you're out of your mind.
Good.
To this guy. Good you, sir, Lord. Have an issue and are truly ignorant. Police are not the judge or jury. In America, we have laws and police are hired and paid by the citizens of the community. Police do not have the right or authority to shoot fleeing suspects. And by the way, that's been decided by the Supreme Court.
Right. Which Supreme Court? The one we're going to have?
No, it has already been decided, but who knows what these new ones.
With Justice Louis Gohmert.
We'll see if stare decisis has any effect on them. That's the principle of not overturning previous decisions. So that it doesn't look like every time a SCOTUS has a grabber, whatever the political winds are of the day is overturn this. So they try to give precedent.
Yes.
Is very, very important in the system. So yesterday when Susan Collins, who we're all hoping is going to be one of the sane people to not rubber stamp a loon that Trump puts up.
Our hope lies in the GOP.
She said yesterday, she gave hope a little bit by saying that she wants a judge that respects precedent. So that was interpreted as her way of saying, She's pro-choice from Maine. One of the few pro-choice-ish Republicans.
And it's like Rachel Maddow made a point on her show. It's like, do you want to be known as, if you're pro-choice, do you want to be known as a senator that made Roe v. Wade go away?
Right, right.
I mean, surely she would not want to be known as that, right?
And they're telling her, Murkowski and other Republicans, just to bombard them with phone calls. And emails don't work. Really, phone calls are the only things that seem to work.
Oh, telling them to stand up for their beliefs and not cave.
A saucy tweet doesn't work.
Oh, really? No. Even if it's super saucy?
So don't bother tweeting your asshole.
Your representative,
alleged representative.
But, you know, the good thing about...
Shit, look at the time.
Yeah, but the good thing, I will say, when people do tweet and where everyone can see it, sometimes that can help people organize their thoughts. You know, they're like, oh, I see what that person's saying. I don't know.
So hopefully. There's a former ICE employee.
Yes.
Doing some whistleblowing.
Right.
James Schwab is the gentleman's name.
Schwab?
Did a TV interview after he resigned in March. Former Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokesman.
Yes.
Is slamming the agency.
Right.
For being, quote, okay with lying to the American public.
Oh, shit.
The interview with CBS today said that he became, quote, extremely uncomfortable in February when Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Really, he really should start wearing a Confederate general's outfit with the sword and the plume and the hat and the whole bullshit.
I think I made a joke about children being taken away from their parents. Aren't I funny?
Oh, you know what's sad? Hell doesn't exist. That makes me sad.
He said that Jeff Bosesh made false statements about immigration raids in Oakland, California. They failed to correct it. It is a flat-out lie, he said.
No shit.
They know it's a lie. It was just shocking to me that no one wanted to fix it. I could not fathom staying at an organization that is okay with lying to the American public. I hate that. So the Sessions had blamed the mayor there in Oakland, which is, of course, a sanctuary city. So
right.
They've got hard-ons for
right.
him.
Oh, my God.
And he said that Mayor Libby Schaaf allowed 800 wanted aliens to escape arrest by tipping off the public about ICE plans to raid the city.
These people would have ended up in camps or imprisoned, right? Or deported or something, ripped away from their families.
Schwab said that Sessions' claim is completely false. And the Justice Department and ICE officials grossly exaggerate the mayor's impact on the number of arrests. He said internally that raid was considered a success, noting that they got 232 of the roughly 1,000 that they wanted to that day.
Right.
But they publicly said that the mayor let people go. Not true.
Right. And how do you round up 1,000 people anyway? In one fucking day. How many ICE agents are there?
Hundreds probably invaded the city.
God, how horrible. If you're an ICE, man, quit, right? How do you support that organization?
Yeah, I'm
quit,
all for real
resign.
Criminals. I mean, if somebody commits a robbery or a rape or something, you know, kick them out. I'm all for that, but that's not what's happening.
Yeah,
you're kicking out restaurant owners
right.
and people in the community that pay taxes, and they are only guilty of having come here without the right paperwork.
And they're brown.
Right.
Well,
that's the original.
Nobody's going,
that's
after,
the original
nobody's
sin,
going
yeah.
after these any immigrants from Canada, right?
But this is these fucking Northern European assholes, man. They hated the Irish. They hated the Italians. They hated the Eastern Europeans, all of them.
What did Trump say in the election when he was running? He goes, we want people from good countries or something.
Oh, right. They don't send their best.
And we forgot that shitty thing he said about people in huts or some shit like that. What the fuck did he say?
Shithole countries?
Everybody has AIDS or some crap like that. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's Ebola, AIDS, oh, yes. Shithole countries.
God, our president's a dumb dickhead.
It's Faithless Friday tomorrow, everybody. Join us.
Sky God.
Be yelling at and about these heinous evil preachers that are infecting our society right now.
They're infesting us. We're being infested with Jesus loons.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what?
I wish it was real Jesus loons who were into the love part of it.
Yes.
Love your neighbor, turn the other cheek shit. But right. Goddamn, these are ones that their Old Testament pages are stuck together from them jerking off to that shit.
Quit getting jizz on the Bible, guys.
We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes. Then we're on Stitcher. We're on your favorite app, then crabdiving.com.
Yay!
Brian's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere. Find out where. Find out when. Go see him.
Yes.
At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Bile on Twitter.
I'm calling my agent, man. You're stepping on my line.
Oh, shit. Well, follow the very funny Patrick Bile on Twitter or Instagram at Bile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back with more tomorrow to yell about, I'm sure.
Fuck this Trump shit. Fuck it.
Fuck them all.
Fuck them all, man.
I'm here. Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists. I'm going to eat your cerebral cortex last. Because I've got power. Most of these butch lesbians, they want to be the guy smacking the hot chick around.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.